This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Ladies and 15 gentlemen, welcome to The Party with Serene and Pearl.
Welcome!
Today is a very special party, dare I call it a party, as we celebrate Serene and Pearl's new book, Trim Healthy Table. It made it...
Denny.
What can I say?
You're reading.
He's summarizing.
Daddy has a teleprompter.
He doesn't.
He does. He's so excited about what he has to say.
I was wondering whether you were going to say anything. I was just zipping. I was being polite.
Sounds like you're reading it, but go ahead. Listen, I'm letting you.
He may have show notes.
You know why? Because it's a special day for Denny.
You've never read something on the podcast before, and here you are.
Yeah, well, this is important, and it's because...
it sounds so intellectual.
Okay, keep going.
Right, dare I say, the party, he had jokes in there.
Oh,
and
no, he wrote a joke.
Oh, I didn't write a joke. That's not written.
Oh, that was you ad-libbing?
It may have been.
Liar.
Okay, go. Keep reading.
I can't believe I didn't get through that. I pictured a glory moment in the hot sun. Totally. I did. I had it all laid out. But here's the deal. Here's what we're celebrating, right?
Keep reading.
You can keep reading it.
On the party. No, I'm closing the book, okay?
No, read. I love it.
I want to hear your little special
palm cards. I want to hear what you wrote.
Palm cards.
All right. The point is we're celebrating Serene and Pearl's new book, Trim Healthy Table, which made it again to number one on Amazon's bestseller list.
Yes. Never. What are you talking about again? We've never been
because of the first? Because of the first book did?
Yeah, no, Danny. You got a bit wrong. We've been number one in like weight loss category, cookbook categories. Plenty of times.
Yeah, on Amazon though.
Never been number one overall.
Oh,
this
overall.
Is a first.
Oh, that's a key point.
This
I'd love to have known.
This is a big deal.
Now, that is a very big deal.
But you know what? Thanks to our army of awesome mamas.
It's not us. I mean, yes, Trim Healthy Table's awesome, but...
No, it's our wonderful
it's
peeps.
It's our mamas.
It's the coolest, amazing people.
Our community, as you know, Danny, because you're starting to read all this feedback that comes in every week, is the most amazing, loyal, enthusiastic community. Do you know what everybody did? They went on Amazon and ordered so strongly and so fiercely that they shut down basically a link to Amazon. It broke. The Trim Healthy Mamas broke the internet.
And somebody called up, right, and said, I want to order. And they're like, no, you go to Walmart.com.
Yeah, they said it's broken. They're just like, order somewhere else. She's like, do you want me to tell 250,000 mamas to go order at Walmart? And they're like, no, let me talk to a supervisor. It was right back up.
Wow. Well, this is such a cool deal. I mean, coming from the music industry, when somebody does a number one, I mean, they have like parties in high rises in downtown Nashville. I mean, they make a huge stink about it. All we're doing is recording a podcast.
Hey, I've got my Yak Yum Bitty here.
Yeah,
we're in this cool party cabin. It's an awesome celebration.
It's incredible.
We didn't go nowhere. We just stayed on our land. But hey, Danny, you're with us. John, our producer's right here. So we are having a little bit of a party.
And that's good enough for me. And you know, really our listeners as well are kind of grafted into this party, and really they're a part of it. I mean, that's the reason it's number one.
They did it. They were determined to push us
to
number one.
At number 11 or something.
Yes.
And
they're like let's go. Let's do it.
Like they're like on the team.
They rock, man.
It's absolutely incredible. And
I love you ladies. You're awesome because this is getting the word out there. Yeah. This is changing people's lives. This is bringing freedom. This is bringing hope.
Yes.
Here's a thing, right? This book is not even out yet. So these are pre-orders.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Yes.
And so September 12th, it comes out, and just amazed at what God is doing.
Yeah, this is the number one party on the potty.
Yeah. And so, I mean, this time around, this book is over 300 new recipes. Mm-hmm. But they're really, yes, there's a lot for single serves in there too, if you just want your own little meal. But it's really about how to incorporate this with your family without pulling your hair out. Like, we just teach you how it can, it's nothing weird. It can be as simple as what you are doing now.
Because a lot of people think, okay, well, I can do Trim Healthy Mama for me. Oh, how am I going to like make a meal for my family at the same time? That's just going to be a slave in the kitchen. I'm just going to be cooking three different things.
Yeah.
But we're saying, no, it's the main meal. And we just tweak the edges for all the different little
And this meals. Time around, for the first time in Trim Healthy Mama history, we wrote this really concise, easy start guide. So, you know, hey, we've got the big, thick book that we started with, and then we've got the plan book that explains all the details. But for those who really just like, give me, how do I start? Make it easy. Serena and I just finally knuckled down and did our best to do that. And so I think people are just going to lap that up.
And if someone's never read the first book, is this book...
It's a standalone.
It stands okay. alone. And then we tell people, hey, start with this. Then when you've got some time, go back
okay.
and get more details.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But hey, this is the show of huge announcements, right? We had that one.
Yeah.
Now we've got some more. Srini?
What? Don't look at my granny stockings.
Yes. Now, why are you wearing granny stockings? Serene, you share your announcement. I'm not going to do it. You share your own announcement.
Well, I am a grandmother.
Yes, you are.
So I'm wearing my granny stockings.
But that's not the announcement.
No. My husband and I, we're having a baby.
Yay, Serene.
So we're so excited. We actually found out in China.
I know.
And that was really
interesting. And so I have been holding my mouth shut this whole time since we've been back.
It was so interesting because I'm like, where am I going to find a pregnancy test in China? Because, you know, no one's really allowed to just like get pregnant whenever they want to.
No.
So I thought, well, maybe the government like issues it in the mail when they when they get the letter, they can have a baby or something. So it was a miracle. I found myself a little pregnancy test with Chinese instructions. And
yeah, and Shireen did this huge joke on me because she was feeling pretty sick. There, she was feeling some things, so she's like, I don't know. I took a test before I left, it was negative. And then, so one morning I went down to breakfast, and she's like, Pearl, just tell me if you can see some sort of line, you know, because Serene's always taking pregnancy tests and looking at the line. Do you think
evaporation
is that
lines
a line? Like, hold on, if you put it in this light, is that a line? She's like, Pearl, and I'm like, okay, I'll look. I'm good at this, Serene. I'm good at looking at your lines. So I look at the lines, just a bright red. Yeah. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, obvious, in your face, double line.
Well, let me explain the grandma stuff.
Is it double? Sorry.
Yeah, double.
Yes, okay. Preg, double. You're a father, Danny. You've done this four times.
I've seen this line 4 times.
Yeah. Just to explain the granny stockings, I'm wearing these ugly things. I'm going to get some trendy ones, I promise. But just to support a little varicose.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this, Serene, because we've saved all the pregnancy and nursing questions until today. We knew that at some point Serene was hoping to get pregnant again. And this is fantastic. Serene, you're 40, right?
Yeah, it's so exciting.
This is a blessing.
Oh, I'm so pumped. My whole family is we're just over the moon. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, and actually thinking about that, you know, talking about how you're 40 and stuff. And I know we get a lot of questions come up too. Well, didn't I hear that stevia stops fertility or something?
Not with me. Yeah.
But, not with you. I mean, you're still very a fertile woman at 40. And we look at the tens of thousands of women who have come to Trim Healthy Mama and before couldn't get pregnant, and man, there's a baby boon. And so I even said to Serene, I said, Serene, do you think you should share this announcement yet? Because you're not 12 weeks, you know, what if something happened? I mean, Trim Healthy Mama will get blamed. It's like, it's a stevia.
But we so want to be honest with you. We want to be real. And, you know, I want to celebrate this baby's life. I believe it's going to stick and stay and be a healthy, bonny baby. But, you know, we just want to be real. I mean, I saw the two lines and we're excited and we want to tell you about it. And, I'm not worried about stevia, so I'm ready to make my announcement, you know. Yeah. So,
do you have an official due date?
Yes, February the 5th. Now, talking about being grannies and granny stockings.
You haven't explained why you're wearing the granny stockings. Oh, you did.
I did. Yeah. I have a little
support for your legs.
I love to exercise a lot and walk and do all that kind of stuff, and I have a little varicose behind my calf that when I'm pregnant, you know, pops out. So,
yeah. Also, you want me to go with my announcement?
Yeah, well, you're not wearing the granny stockings, but
No, I'm not.
Is there any granniness to do with you, Pearl?
So my daughter Meadow is pregnant too.
Oh,
so
right,
Pearl's
on
a granny.
And so Serene and Meadow are a week apart.
Yes, so exciting.
No, I'm not going to be called Granny Serene.
No, she's not.
No, because like Charlie and I, my husband, we discussed like what can we be called, because like we're so cool and hip and young, right?
Oh, and I'm Nana already, and my mum is Nana, so I'm small Nana and she's big Nana, and Pearl doesn't want to be huge.
Funny. Serene's grandchildren call her Nana.
I'm just Nana, right? And so because my mum is almost, she's in her late 70s, almost
she's
80.
Nana to them.
They call her Big Nana.
Big Nana, and you're Little Nana.
And I'm small Nana.
So what are you going to be called, Pearl?
Well, my second name's Priscilla, right? Okay. And I sometimes go by Pearl Priscilla. It's like my alter ego name. So I think I'm going to be called Prissy.
Yeah, but you were telling me it may not be. Oh, hold on.
Oh, go ahead, Serene. We're just going to keep recording here. No big deal.
I'm on the potty. My daughter. Everything okay?
I'm on the potty.
She's on the potty.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Must have been a bum call. Anyway, you're saying it may not be such a good idea.
Well, I was just thinking, like, grandpa, my husband wants to be grandpa because he pretends he's grumpy, right? Which is so cute.
I think it's cute instead of grandpa. I had to explain that just in case.
Don't you think that suits Charlie, grandpa?
Oh, it's perfection.
I know.
But you're Prissy. Prissy.
No, but I'm not sure anymore. We shouldn't do it.
Yeah, because like the baby, they don't really say they are, so I know I'm going to get pissy. But I might just answer to it. I think I'm going to go with it.
You're going to go with pissy, eh?
Yeah.
Every now and again, a granny's got to get pissy.
Yeah, I know. So, excuse our language, but it's
did I just take that PG-18?
Yeah, it's just PG-18. This is terrible, especially on the potty. This is getting really like too much.
Hey, but I know I'm going to answer to that because will that be cute with a baby saying that?
Yes.
It will be too.
No, I want to, hopefully if I have any say that, I'd like to lock that in.
Yeah.
Prissy.
Okay, you're locking it in. Okay, good.
In fact, could I call you Prissy?
Yeah, but you
myself?
Can't say the. You have to say the R.
No, I'll put the R in there.
Okay, good.
I'm an adult.
Okay, so let's now that Serene's like doing this huge announcement. Let's tackle. Let's tackle some of these questions that come in about pregnancy and nursing, Danny, because you get a lot right. We got a whole bunch of them. We saved them up for today.
Yeah, Danny wants you to answer these for us.
Yeah, and I'm glad I was prepared for that.
Danny was showing us his pregnancy.
First page, belly. Danny. What are you doing? Come on, what do we pay you the big bucks for?
Okay. All right.
Oh, they're not big bucks? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Moment of silence for Danny's bucks. All right. So we're going to jump into some audience questions on pregnancy. Since you've had several children, have you ever experienced that morning sickness is not as intense when pregnant with a boy versus being pregnant with a girl?
Pearl.
Oh my goodness, I was way sicker with my girls.
Were you?
So much. But what about you?
No, I'm the same. Every time, same kind of sick.
Yeah.
Boy or girl.
And this is Serene sick. Like, I'm like my daughter Meadow. Meadow's like, she is doing some like throw up episodes, but then she throws up and then she feels fine. But Serene never throws up. So Serene never gets out of the nausea.
Yeah, I'm just nauseated all day, all night.
Let's talk about nausea, Serene, because I know that we've got a lot of questions about it. Danny doesn't have to read them. I'm going to say the questions that are coming in about them. Is there anything we can do about nausea? Why do I have nausea?
Does
THM help nausea?
I feel like I just want to clarify when we're talking about nausea here, I think we're excluding, there's a type of nausea, I don't know the full name, gravidum, something or other.
Do you know it, Danny? Because your wife had it.
Yeah, the extreme is hyperemesis gravidium.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that's not what we're talking about here because I don't think we're equipped at all to help that at all.
That is constant where you almost have to be hospitalized. You can't move because you can't.
Yeah, it's soul wrenching. You go to sleep, you have dreams of nausea, you wake up, you're nausea. There's no escape.
Yeah,
and
no,
it's debilitating.
I have that too, but it's not debilitating.
Can't get out of bed.
Right.
Like frisbee granola bars to the kids all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're on the floor just between the bathroom threshold. That's where you are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we give pep talks here today for the queasy mum, we're not trying to, you know, like Navy SEAL those women. That's a whole different, wanted to
don't
clarify.
Listen, sweetheart, if you're tuned in.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, the nausea thing, you know, I just find that I've tried to given to the things that I really feel like, oh my goodness, I know that if I ate a Taco Bell burrito, everything would just, I'd just settle my stomach. It'd be awesome. And I've given into that before in previous pregnancies. But you know what? I feel just as sick the minute I finish the burrito.
Yeah.
And worse because I feel out of control. I feel like, oh my goodness, I'm letting my health slide and I feel icky, you know, because it didn't give me the nutrition, that white wrap and all of that didn't give me the nutrition I needed. So of course I feel more lethargic and more icky and yuck. So my deal is to just suck it up and say, I'm going to be sick no matter what. I'm just going to stick to the food.
But you sort of like it when you feel nausea. I mean, you don't like it, but you tend to think it's a good sign. Like a lot of people try to fight the nausea.
No. I really celebrate it for me because I have had a miscarriage before and that was the baby that I wasn't sick with. So whenever I'm sick, I'm like, oh, yee-haw. And my dad will sometimes come over and say, let me pray for you, Serene, because I don't want you to be sick. I'm like, no, don't pray the sick away. The sick is what's keeping me relaxed because, you know, I know that the hormones are there and they're strong and this is going to be a
lot of
baby.
People have a lot of theories about sick morning sickness for pregnant women. Like some say it's the bile and that if you eat enough fiber, it will go away.
Some say if it's like do a liver cleanse before you're pregnant or something because it's a toxic liver. I just
some
so
say
many
it's cortisol. The latest thing is that it's cortisol. What do you think?
Oh, I just don't believe it at all. I did so many cleanses and all of that. And they were my sickest pregnancies, like my raw food pregnancies where I was just like pure as the driven snow. Like that colon was whitewashed walls, mate.
Oh, whitewashed.
I tell you what, they were my
whitewashed colon, Denny.
I just perked up completely when I've never heard the phrase put together, whitewashed colon. That's the first.
Well, I tell you what, you know, they were my sickest pregnancies, even though I'm quite sick right now. But the thing is that I really believe it's a sign of a healthy pregnancy. I really do. You've had a miscarriage before. Were you less sick?
Yeah, I was less sick with that one. I mean, I just believe that it's your hormones rising. Your hormones are doing wacky things to you. It's like birth. It's going to hurt. Yes, we need to just obviously not push against it and go with it, but you go with those pains. I've read so many different theories about why we get sick and nauseous, and now I just think it's one of those things that we go through. And I don't think it means you're toxic inside.
Nope, I don't at all.
What do you think about prescription medication for nausea while you're pregnant?
I mean, if you can't function, then yeah, why?
I was one of those Gravidim ladies. What do you call it again?
Hyperemesis.
You sound so intelligent. We just when you go. Say that, Danny.
We in the in the area of that. Just call it hyperemesis.
Okay, hyperemesis. Yeah. If I was a hyperemesis lady and I tried everything, and my children didn't have a mom and my husband didn't have a wife, I would think that it would be a beautiful thing to take the medication, yeah. You know?
Quite beautiful indeed, right? Mm. So what about, what questions have you got there? But I was going to say something more.
Look,
about the nausea.
It allows you to keep food in, and food nourishes the baby. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
It's so true.
Yeah, and at least the doctor we talked to showed us his version of studies that said that some of those are very mild. They just deal with nausea. They don't really trickle into other areas.
Yeah.
Not an expert on it myself.
Well, you've got four really healthy children, Danny.
That nausea was really trickling into all areas.
Yeah.
Well, having said that, Lisa didn't use the prescription medication.
She didn't.
No.
Well, she's
she was concerned. She just said, I'd rather be sick the whole time.
Yeah.
And rather than if something were to happen to the baby,
right.
She would always be
riddled
with that
guilt. Amazing lady, but we know this a lady, a friend of our sister Vange's, who does this big pick in her arm the whole time. Mm-hmm. But it's her only way. Otherwise, she gets down to, you know, concentration camp, skinny levels, and her body is just eaten up and she cannot function. She has the most beautiful, healthy babies, a whole family of beautiful, healthy babies.
Yeah.
So. But nausea, do we have any questions about what you can do to help it? Like, is there any?
Well, you know what I think? Do you know what I feel like doing now, guys? I feel like getting a doona and covering myself
doona
in a cave.
Doona is the Australian word for a cover, a blanket.
Okay, like a soft.
I was picturing doona. Like you were mispronouncing doula.
Okay, a softy, big, pushy, plushy blanket. Covering myself in a cave and just going blah, 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 blah underneath it. That's what I feel like, right? And I don't feel like exercising and I don't feel like doing it, but do you know what? That's not going to help me. And so, again, I'm not talking about those extreme nausea cases, but I find that in the later pregnancies that I've had, I've just decided, you know what? I'm just going to pull up my big girl socks and do that little bit of exercise, 15 minutes here or there. It gives me oxygen. It gives me energy. And I feel like I feel better. Even though the nausea doesn't go away, I actually feel there's
Well, not spiking your blood sugar goes a long way. Mm-hmm. You know, and people talk about, well, you know, there was this study back in the 1950s about it lowered fertility in rats with stevia. We're not really talking about stevia right now, but all that to say, okay, that's been debunked. But what hasn't been debunked and what keeps coming up in studies over and over again that is true is that blood sugar, spiking your blood sugar without, you know, with not just sugar, but even white devitalized foods does have an impact upon the baby and your pregnancy.
Yes, and the baby's brain.
Yes.
Incredibly affects. Too much sugar during pregnancy affects the baby's brain negatively.
And it makes you feel lousy. So when the idea of it sounds good, it doesn't make you feel
good
necessarily.
And see, laying on the couch all day, even though you're exhausted, is not good for your blood sugar either because you're not burning anything.
But there are some things that I think, little tricks you can do. Like when you first wake up, sometimes in the morning, it's horrific. Like Meadows just said, Mom, just sometimes I just wake up and I just have to go throw up. And I'm like, Meadow, you just need something there right next to your bed before you even get up. Like that's crunchy. So this sounds crazy. She took baby carrots and she has them by her bed. And she just like crunches on them before she gets up. And it's that crunch. And she can get up now without throwing up.
Mm. Yeah, so needless to say, the blood sugar stabilization certainly helps.
Yeah. And do you know what I've just decided to? I don't believe that you can just take it away mentally because you physically feel really twa, wanting to hide under that plushy blanket and just completely go to sleep for the whole 3 months that you feel sick or more. But I believe that I can mentally concentrate on it more and make it worse. And so sometimes I feel all these waves of nausea and I like really think, ooh, yuck. And I think of all those gross foods that are coming to mind. I think about my refrigerator that's coming to mind and all the smells in it that's coming to mind. And I can just become 100% more sick. Or I can think of like a cool stream and like taking a cup of water from my hands, like cupping it under the waterfall and the cold mountain stream. And I picture all these things that like help me feel
refreshing, wonderful things. Yeah.
So I do mental game, mind games all day long. But it's, you know, if we go with those feelings, they're going to be there. Yes. But if we go with them, they're going to be 100 times worse.
Well, hats off to you pregnant ladies, because if I'm nauseated for 30 seconds, I feel like my world is crashing down around me.
Can you imagine if men got pregnant?
My husband was trying to be...
There was a Cosby Show about
that. Was trying to be, you know, gentlemanly about it and trying to be have a heart about it. But I could tell he wasn't quite getting there, right? And I reminded him of a kayak trip that he took with our sister Vange. And he was just so nauseated. All he wanted to do was just climb up on the beach and just sleep there for a million years and just like vomit when he needed to, just on the sand and
just wash
everyone
up.
Leave him alone, right?
Just
but the beach
it.
Was still 3 miles away and he had hours to get there. And I said, remember that kayak experience? He said, that's all you had to say. Kayak is all you had to say. So he's got all the sympathy for me now. So yeah, man, I don't know, Danny, how were you with your wife? She had the gravidem thing. Were you sympathetic?
Oh yeah, I was sympathetic. I mean, you know, things like that kind of have given me the opportunity to be the rock star husband with her, because, you know, I do cool stuff then and just keep fighting through with her. And I think at the end of massive trials like that, it communicates love in a much deeper way, you know, than when you maybe don't face things like that with your spouse.
Yeah. You were a rock star husband through those, Danny. I remember. And I remember it being very trying times. And the fact that Lisa had four of those is just incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hey mamas, do you have a question for Serene and Pearl? Send your email to support@trimhealthymama.com.
Here are some other questions that come in. One is about like people want to know, can I use like special in quotation marks ingredients with a pregnancy? And we got some questions about Serene. What do you use? Do you use collagen? Do you use whey protein? Which sweetness do you do? Do you only stick to stevia or do you do the erythritol and xylitol? Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Personally, I think always get your nutrition from whole foods.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to just stick to, I'm just going to get my protein from whey and collagen.
Yeah.
Because that's just not whole foods, right? But
not the store.
If I just feel
what
like
are you saying not the store? What are you saying?
Because you mean whole foods from the earth, not the chain whole foods.
Yeah. No, regular I just mean foods. You go and get your protein from eggs and fish and, you know, a piece of
meat.
Exactly. And so I'm not going to just say, well, whey and collagen are my protein. No, that wouldn't be normal, right? But I do think, especially in the early stages when you can't even look at meat and fish, would just be like absolutely repulsive, you got to get your protein in. So a shake is sometimes so easy to, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm sipping a strawberry whey shake because it's all that I can do right now. But, you know, as the pregnancy progresses and I can eat more food, I would just take one scoop a day of those things. I wouldn't really overdo more. It's one's all you need.
And then here's the thing. When you are pregnant, you have such a bigger requirement for protein.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that you shove scoopfuls of collagen and whey all day, like Serene says.
I wouldn't feel like I was poisoning my baby if I had two whey shakes a day. No. Not at all. It's just that I want to make sure that I'm balancing my
balance
diet.
Balance is what it is. It's just beautiful balance. And that's the thing with Trim Healthy Mama. Most diets drop you straight away as soon as you're pregnant. Like, come back after you've weaned, you know. Mm-hmm. We'll leave you over there. This is a diet. But Trim Healthy Mama is for all seasons.
And collagen, one scoop of collagen a day or every second day is fantastic for your baby and fantastic for your collagen for forming in the baby, but also for your body as it's stretching, all that skin is stretching and it's just brilliant, just kind of keeping you all glued together.
What do you think then about a sweetness? What do you do personally?
Oh, I really don't like sweet things when I get pregnant. I just really don't.
Yes.
So I just stick to a dunk of stevia, but I have no problem eating a piece of cake that somebody's made for me, mm-hmm. you know, with gender sweet, super sweet, you know, any of our sweeteners. Yes. None of those sweeteners are going to hurt the baby.
No.
A dunk of stevia is really sweet, though. I mean,
a dunk for a quart of sour stuff.
I guess I'm picturing in my tea.
Yeah.
Blow your mind in a little cup of tea, you know?
A dunk, I always put everything I drink is a quart.
Yeah, that's true.
So, boy, I sounded like a seal then. That was weird. I don't even know why.
Yeah, I was thinking seal, actually.
It's just like out of nowhere, I just became seal woman. It was so strange.
No, I had seal woman in my head too, so I think that's confirmation.
All right, so, and we get other questions a lot coming in about pregnancy, and this is it. Do I have to eat all crossovers when I'm pregnant? And for those of you who are new to our plan, a crossover is when you take our two weight loss meals, S, which is where we utilize the fats, and E, where we utilize the carbs.
Good girl for the new,
I know.
You know, incorporating the new peeps in the
room. We've got
the
little poster on our wall, new peeps in the room. We can't forget you guys. More and more are joining us each week. And Serene, we can't just talk to our old vets all the time. Mm-hmm. So some people think, well, you have to do a crossover every meal. And then others think, well, no, I'm going to stick to my S and E because I want to lose weight. Where's the balance?
I don't believe you want to lose weight during pregnancy. I don't think that's a good mindset.
Can you? Is it even possible?
You can.
You can lose
and
weight.
And it's okay.
If you start off heavy.
And it's okay if you do. It's just when you're very, very heavy.
But it shouldn't be your mindset.
No.
Should never be your mindset. But no, if you have weight to lose, I believe that you don't have to do crossovers all the time. You could throw them in here or there, but everything you need to nourish your baby and your body is incorporated in the S and E freestyling.
Yeah.
It's there. Now, I don't think that you should do a bunch of fuel pulls at all while you're pregnant. A snack here or there is fine, but meals stick to the S and E freestyling and then throw in a crossover here and there. But if you are already at goal weight when you start, I think a few crossovers a week is great.
I think so.
If you're a skinny person, you could live on them.
And I do think there's something about a crossover that a pregnant woman needs here and there that is a full scope of the nutrients, and it doesn't make you think your body is lacking for anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so then you'll have the reserves you need for nursing.
Well, because if you're a heavier woman,
yes,
and you're on the S and E, you have everything there because you've got all the nutrients that you and the fuels that your body and baby need. But when it needs to suck into those reserves, there is reserves there. But if you're a person already at goal weight, it can be stressful on your body to not do the crossovers.
I agree. I just think, even if you're starting a pregnancy and maybe you are heavy, I still don't think there's anything wrong with having some crossovers here and there.
I agree with that, Pearl.
I think we're on the
here
same page.
Here and there, but the problem comes when somebody says, oops, pregnant, now I'm going to do crossovers 100%. And then I just feel like they're just could be even to the point where they could be gaining more than just the baby.
Yeah, and
if they're heavy to begin with.
Exactly. But, you know, a good 20 to 30 pounds, everyone's different. It's just a healthy weight.
Yes, very much.
And I just think everybody is so unique with how they put on weight. And so I think it's an individual thing. And I tell you this much, though, I would also say if someone says, I'm pregnant, I'm going to do all crossovers, that's way better than saying, I'm pregnant, I'm going to go off plan.
Oh, 100%, 100%, 100%. And if I have any advice to give a pregnant woman, Pearl, I want to hear yours too, because you've had 5 amazing pregnancies. But my advice would be, like I said, we're not talking to the extreme cases, but my advice would be stick to it in those first 3 months, because they are almost the getting you in the right direction where you just know that you're stuck on that train. You're stuck on that track.
But the first 3 months are the hardest.
That's what I'm saying. The first 3 months, set that willpower there. You're going to feel gross no matter what. The Taco Bell's not going to make you feel better. The you know, like Panda Express white rice and egg drop sweet and sour weirdness isn't going to make you better.
Ice cream and pickles.
It's not going to make you feel better.
That's what all men think.
That's all I can come up with. That's all I got.
You're good. If you're a nauseated type during pregnancy, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel
it. It's not just nausea. It's cravings.
Yes, I know. But the thing is that the cravings, you can find healthy replacements for them.
Yeah, it's so true. But let's just say you do go off, right? Maybe you just feel so yucky, you go off. I think people go off more in their first 3 months and then it's easier after that. I think they should just not feel shame and just get right back.
They should not feel ashamed.
Protein is so important.
No, I agree. They shouldn't feel ashamed. But this is my advice. Yeah. If I have advice to
love
give.
It.
My advice is try your best in that first 3 months to not derail because you're going to feel like a rock star when you get into that second trimester and all your energy comes back and that nausea goes away and you you got that foundation of nutrients in there in your own body, in the baby's body, you're just going to, and you haven't gained like a bunch too quickly, you're going to be like, this is, I got this under control. This is awesome. And you're going to be rocking it. You're not going to feel like, oh, okay, I've got some work to do. You know, yeah. I've got to slow down this weight gain. And, you know, I feel really crappy and ultra lethargic because I really kind of binged on too many Doritos.
No, I mean, you're right. In one of my pregnancies, I was craving salt and vinegar potato chips. Remember them from our childhood, Serena, in New Zealand? It's like a really, one of the biggest flavors, salt and vinegar. But I brought a big family size and I thought, hey, I'm pregnant. I'm allowed to
do
this.
You whooped through that bag, didn't you?
Oh, man, the whole thing, a family size. And
it was painful.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I felt shocking because there's no sugar in that, but the white potatoes and the friedness, it didn't do my body a favor.
Well, it became sugar in her body.
It did.
Yeah.
But I learned from it.
This is what I want to say to the world too. Your body, if you're a woman, is created to give birth. It's created to create a baby. You're made to do this. It's awesome. And God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to be in shape. God wants you to not feel like, oh my goodness, now I've got this lovely baby, but I've got 100 pounds to lose, you know, from the pregnancy. Like some people can just gain that much in a pregnancy.
Usually not that much, but a good number, it's possible.
Some people, I've seen it done.
Yeah.
You know, or even just 60, you know. But I believe the point is what you said, I have a right. I'm pregnant now.
Yeah.
I have a right. I don't have to be pulling in my stomach, you know, for my genes.
This is my time.
This is my, this is my pregnancy belly. I can blame it on the baby. Well, the fact is that you don't have to do that. It's not really.
And it's not doing your baby or you any favors.
It's the mindset.
Plus, if you're suffering or nausea or sick, you know, you almost want medication in some way. So, I mean, food can be that way too, I think.
It
it's just like, you know what?
So
it's
true.
I'm let
but it's
loose.
It's not worth it. It is not worth it.
No, I agree.
But anyway, do you know that we're at 33 minutes?
Oh.
And Danny said he had his announcement too. We didn't get through enough pregnancy and nursing questions. We'll take them
but
again.
But can I say one thing though?
I'm not into selling
our products. You know that. Like we are like anti selling our products. We're just like, hey, go to Piggly Wiggly. Please use Whole Foods.
Oh, you're saying it again.
Not the store.
She means natural, basic food.
Yeah, not the whole food chain. But, you know, we could say, yes, 4 scoops of collagen a day just because we want to sell more product. But we're like, no, please think real foods. Real foods, that's what I use, real foods first. But I do want to say, if there is something that you would like to take, you want to take something to just make sure you're being covered, baobab powder. Now, we're coming up with it soon. We don't have it out yet, but you can get it online. But baobab powder is the ultimate boost in all levels of nutrients. It's unbelievable. You can put pomegranate and blueberries together and still baobab has more antioxidants than both of them. It's amazing.
And it's rich in vitamin C. And because you need protein when you're pregnant, it helps protein do its job more effectively.
Vitamin C does.
And you need all that collagen. Yes. You see, you need collagen, the growth of collagen in your body. And to synthesize collagen, you need vitamin C. And so that's what, I mean, I take a pregnancy whole foods.
Yeah, what do
real
you take?
Real foods, pregnancy vitamin.
30 seconds to tell us, do you believe in like a multivitamin when you're pregnant?
I used to not. I used to just do real foods. But now I thought, you know what? I'm 40. Let me just make sure that I've got everything in there. And so I take a real foods, pregnancy multivitamin. And then
with folate, you were telling me.
Yes, with folate instead of folic acid. Because some people have this methylating issue where they cannot methylate folic acid. They just can't even absorb it properly. So they need the natural form, which is folate. And, you know, nutritionally, yeast is great. It's great for folate
Nutritional yeast is
so
fantastic.
I take a real foods multi that has folate instead of folic acid. And then I take baobab 2 tablespoons a day, mate.
Awesome.
I feel great with that. And then, you know, I just take some cod liver oil grass-fed butter stuff.
Do you have a recommended brand for this vitamin?
Or magnesium. I take magnesium.
It's not a vitamin, Danny. It's baobab powder.
No, the multi.
It's called Baby and Me or something from Mega Foods or something.
Okay.
I think.
Because I just know how you do your homework and you find not only the best, but the best price.
I spent like 3 days on looking for that multi. Yeah.
Hey, we need to wrap it up, mate. So,
Danny, get out the wrapping paper.
You said you had an announcement for this announcement.
Well, I have an NSV.
This is your announcement. NSV. Okay, yeah. Non-scale
and
victory.
For the new peeps in the room, non-scale victory. That just means, you know, I don't step on a scale and, see the results, you know. Now, I don't know if I've ever been on a scale, by the way, other than like when the kids get one out. You know, I'm like, see what dad weighs.
But you know, you go by how you feel.
But that's my victory is how I feel.
Yeah.
4th of July, I was at a party and in this huge cooler, it was filled with water and Gatorade. And instinctively, I reached for the Gatorade.
Yeah, because you used to be a sugar nut, right?
I used to be a sugar nut. And Gatorade's marketing is kind of unique because what they're selling is hydration.
Yeah.
Okay, they're saying the electrolytes in here and our little... So we scientifically made this down in Florida for the Florida Gators, for their football team. And if it's good enough for pro athletes, yeah. You know, that was kind of the origin of Gatorade. So it's stuck in our heads and in our culture's heads that, you know, this is going to hydrate me more than water. So I reach for it still with that branding in my mind. But willpower kicks in. And
you couldn't get past the bright blue.
Oh, it's so gorgeous. Yeah, it's just all just...
This is like so fake.
Just calls out, yeah. So I turn it around, and of course, it's got as much sugar as a Coke.
Do you know, remember how many grams?
I think it was 32.
See, that's extraordinary. That's so crazy. And that's in liquid form.
In liquid form.
So liquid form hits your bloodstream way worse.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, okay, it's got electrolytes in it. But so
did you chug it?
No. No, my non-scale victory is that... I set it back in, and it was, listen, I had all the excuses. Yeah. It was the 4th of July, and hot. I was hot and sweating. Actually was working the grill at my friend's party, so I was just blazing hot. But I was feeling like trash, and I thought, that Gatorade's going to ruin me. My blood sugar's going to go through the roof, and I'm going to crash and vomit. Let me just grab a Wawa.
A Wawa.
So I got the water, and I must have pounded 4 waters in a row.
Yeah.
And felt like a champ.
That Gatorade is, I'm so proud of you, because that Gatorade wouldn't have been hydrating. The deal is this, because hydration is also meant to be cleansing, helping your kidneys, helping to cleanse everything out. Now, if your kidneys have to deal with that artificial color and all that other weird preservatives, high sugar freakout stuff, your body has to, I mean, it has to get more water from somewhere to rush it through.
Exactly. Yeah. And the sugar, and especially in liquid form, causes this big surge of adrenaline, which causes your body to work harder. So you are dehydrated.
Why did they lie to me
and
tell me that I was going to be more hydrated? Oh, that's so upsetting.
Good marketing, but I'm proud of you, Dan.
Hey, mate, that was a good show of announcements. And I love yours to end with, Danny. You're just like coming along by leaps and bounds, mate.
Yeah, I'm just on plan.
Trim Healthy Mama. Product news and notes.
Green, do you know what the first product that we started using aside from stevia extract was when we started this plan, Trim Healthy Mama?
Yes. It's Glukey.
It's sentimental, right?
It is. We were just talking about it just before we pressed play on recording this little thing, and I almost wanted to cry. It's like our first little friend.
Glucomannan.
It's like you don't forget. You know that little poem Mum taught us? You don't forget your golden friends.
New friends are silver, old friends are gold. It's like our old friend, because it helped us so much. Like, I was going to say what it was, but Danny, you know what? She's just, what are we talking about when we say Glukey? This is a test.
Oh, Glukey. 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 Glukey's an easy one. I mean, Glukey is short for glucomannan.
Oh my goodness, he got it right. I thought he was going to say, like,
I thought he didn't have
glue
that
you put on your keys so that you don't lose them.
Yeah. Mm. Oh my goodness, I can't believe you got that right.
Yeah, first of all. So
he's trying real hard.
Now, glucomannan. Glucomannan is when you've got glucose problems. There's the glucose there, and you need something that's going to come after it. It's going to wrestle it down and take care of it, you know, in your body. So you just add your glucomannan. It mans up on that stuff, and
the scary thing is he's right.
The scary thing is it lowers. True.
Oh, did I nail it?
You did.
Oh, feel that right now.
I cannot believe diabetics like medicine.
I'll take a raise. No, I'll take a raise. It's fine.
And why we love it though? Yes, it does tame high blood sugar. Yes, it helps you lose weight. Extremely beneficial at helping people lose weight. But we love it because it's a thickener. You put it in a smoothie, it thickens that thing right up.
Makes it taste like you put half a pint of cream in there.
Yeah, because it actually gives a fatty mouthfeel without fat.
It does.
Gravies, sauces, anything that you used to use cornstarch for.
Yeah.
Glukey. It works beautiful without a carb. Zero carbs, zero calories.
And that's why we gave it a nickname, because it deserves a nickname, because it's like...
Friends, if you don't like Serena and I, if you're like our friend and you don't have a nickname, it means we don't really like you. Danny, that's why we call you Danneth the Manneth and other things.
Yeah, and other things.
Because you're on our like list. Yeah. Especially today since you got glucomannin right, but
Nailed it.
The only thing
we
say with glucomannin is just keep it up far away from your toddlers. So like you don't have it down at the bottom shelf of your kitchen, like where they play with other things.
Why can't the babies?
It's a viscous fiber. So if you have it without water, it can like get stuck in your throat. But all our recipes, it includes, you know, liquids.
There is absolutely no harm, no danger, no worries at all when you blend it with water.
Yeah, and so any liquids. So, yeah, I mean, I use this. This is one, it stays my offering. It stays my cup because I've got it in my shakes, in my smoothies, in, you know, my sauces and gravies.
Oh, and don't forget Slim Belly Jelly.
Yeah, makes awesome jelly.
The best jelly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.